Hello, and welcome to the OTP,
the One True Podcast for fanfiction readers, writers, and lovers.
You're about to hear a frank, free-flowing conversation about fic.
Between a moderator and contributors from a wide range of fandoms, perspectives, and experiences.
Because of that, things may get explicit. They may also contain spoilers, so please listen with discretion.
So I have with me Lita and Amara, who, Amara, this is your first time out, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. So we're happy to have you here. And our topic today is going to be basically the relationship between fan fiction authors and their readers, which is especially interesting because the last episode that I recently put out, I don't know when this will come out, but we did the creators versus fan fiction readers and writers episode. This is actually going to be about fanfiction creators and their audience. So we're going to talk a little bit about comments and kudos and bookmarks and reviews on fanfiction.net, or if you are on Tumblr, things like, you know, reblogs and, you know, how people disseminate fic recs and people's ask boxes and all kinds of fun things like that. To just talk about the various ways that some of these platforms let authors and their readers communicate, and to help readers better understand where authors are coming from on this subject, and to help, you know, authors kind of really think a little bit more about what they're expecting from their readers, basically. So the first thing I want to ask, though, is if we could just talk a little bit about our background as either writers or readers when it comes to this subject. So Lita, you've been on the show quite a bit, and I think we've talked before that you are a writer.
Yep.
Right? And you write primarily for what kind of platforms? Like, where do you post your writing normally?
I post everything to AO3, and then I always post a link to the AO3 onto Tumblr.
Okay. And you write, I know you've written as well for, like, LiveJournal a little, in the sense of some kink memes or things of that nature, right?
Yeah, I've posted on kink memes, but the main, like, you know, heyday of LiveJournal fanfic, I wasn't active in fandom at the time of that. So I was kind of like, I mean, I know about it, but I never really was in it like that.
Yeah, and you're probably like me in that you're usually cross-posting to AO3 anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're not leaving it on the kink meme.
Right, yeah. I always put it on AO3 because I have no shame, so I'll claim all of my kink meme fills, no matter how ridiculous they are.
And Amara, I actually am wondering from your perspective, are you a reader more than you're a writer, or do you also write?
I write a lot. I probably write as much as I read.
Okay. And where do you generally post your fic?
To AO3, fanfiction.net, and then I post links on Twitter and Tumblr.
Oh, so you're putting it out all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, have either of you ever gotten, like, what's your relationship like with your readers in the sense of the kinds of comments that you are used to getting and or the kinds of responses that you are used to getting on your fic? And Amara, I'll start with you.
I have what I consider to be a really good relationship with my readers. I get a lot of comments, and I'm one of the authors who also replies to comments. So I think that helps the feedback go both ways. I feel like people are more apt to comment on my work because I'm more apt to reply to them.
Okay. Lita, what about you? What's your relationship like with your readers in that sense?
I think it's been like different in every fandom that I've been in. Like, there for a while there, and you know, when I was in MCU fandom, I would get comments from my friends in fandom, and then not that much from anybody else. And then when I was in Daredevil fandom, all of a sudden, like, I don't know what it was about that fandom, but everybody commented on everything all the time.
That's true.
So, it was a very comment-happy fandom, so I got used to getting all these comments, and then I moved into some other fandoms, and, you know, I'd post a fic and get, like, two comments that said, you know, I mean, they were good. Like, any comment is a good comment. But it's been kind of like a transition of getting lots of comments and not too many comments. And then now I'm in Final Fantasy 15 fandom, and I just finished posting a chaptered fic, which is something I almost never do. And I got so many more comments doing a chaptered fic than I have ever gotten on any of my other fic. I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, for sure. And we'll get into that later, right? Because I know eventually we're going to do a whole show. I think it might have already been recorded, actually, on WIPs. But I think that that is one of the things that drives people to want to post their WIPs. Because I know, for me, chaptered fic is because I am a comment whore. So we'll talk about that as we go along, because you're right. The different behaviors that can get you comments or not get you comments are really interesting, and it kind of goes by fandom. But I'm also curious from the two of you, from your perspective, Lita, we'll come back to you, as what kind of commenter or what kind of, how do you comment and love authors when you come across stuff, being one yourself?
So it kind of varies. Like, I have definitely been that person who puts a comment on a fic that is just like 200 exclamation marks, and that's all. So I sometimes do those kind of like key smash, just like all caps, oh my god, this was amazing kind of comments. And if I actually have time to like process and think about it, then I'll usually do the kind where, you know, I'll copy paste a little bit of the fic that I really liked and say, you know, oh, this was a great line, or, you know, I really loved X about the fic, whether the characterization or some particular plot point or the writing style or something like that. I don't comment on every single fic I read, but I try to comment if I liked it enough to recommend it to anybody. I'm absolutely leaving a comment. I would never recommend a fic without also leaving a comment.
Amara, same question, right? Like, how do you appreciate authors?
I mostly read on AO3, which means I have the handy kudos button. So I generally, if I actually really liked it, I'll kudos it. I don't do that if I was only mediocre about it or if I didn't like it. So it's not like an every time thing. But really, I comment as often as humanly possible because I know how much I enjoy getting comments. And I really feel like if I enjoyed the fic enough to take the time to leave a comment, it better be a meaningful one. So I try to pull out lines I liked or maybe talk about what kind of emotions it rustled up in me, so that the author knows what really worked for me and, you know, sometimes even what didn't.
Yeah, I guess I should have said I also leave kudos a lot.
Yeah.
Even on stuff I don't comment on, I frequently leave kudos. And I'll leave kudos on stuff where I'm like, I kind of liked it, but I'm kind of embarrassed that I liked it. But I'll leave kudos anyway.
See, I think my attitude, and we'll go through these, but I know my attitude towards the kudos button is, if you hooked me and I read it all the way to the end, I will kudos it. Usually because, hey, I read it to the end.
Yeah, I do. I will say, like, sometimes I'll read something to the end and then I'm just sitting there like, why did I read that? Like, I should not have bothered to read that. But I read it anyway. And then I'm like, I can't. Like, I feel like the kudos button is like a yes, good job vote. Mm-hmm. And so if I don't actually think it was good, I'm not going to click the kudos button, even if I read it, because I'll read bad fanfic just because I don't know. I can't explain why. Because it's got something that I wanted in it and it's terrible, but I read it anyway.
Well, Lita, you know, I have messaged you sometimes being like, oh my god, you guys, this fic is a train wreck, and I kind of love it because it's a train wreck. So
I read this fic the other day that had the absolute worst typo I have ever seen, where instead of saying that this character had tears coming out of his eyes, it said he had ears coming out of his eyes. Laughing so hard. I'm like, I can't. How did you miss that one in editing?
And I also, I messaged you, Lita, because I was reading the Matt Murdock, Peter Quill kind of crack fic that I was so delighted existed, but I knew before I clicked on it, it would be bad just from the summary and the fact that the author was like, this is my first time. And it was like the first paragraph, it was, they were all calling Earth Terran instead of Terra. And like four times in the same sentence, Terran was spelt a different way.
Yeah. Honestly, like the spelling and grammar stuff, like, I have, on rare occasions, kudosed and commented something that had absolutely terrible grammar if it was just a really brilliant idea. And I was like, man, you deserve credit for thinking up this awesome idea. But it's very rare that I will do that for something that has bad grammar in it. And in this current fandom, there's a whole lot of like people using, you know, I mean, it's all over the place in fan fiction. People will frequently say stuff like the older man or the blonde or, you know, the brunette or whatever. And it always bothers me to different degrees. But in Final Fantasy 15, you start getting these really bizarre ones. Like the main character has black hair. And I've seen fics where they call him the Raven. And I'm just like, is there a bird here? Like, what is going on? One fic I found called him a noirette. And I was like, is that even a word? So I have a hard time. I have a hard time kudosing fic that does stuff like that. Even if I read it, and I don't always read it, that usually I'll back click for the Raven. But
I do wonder if that comes from having more maybe ESL writers. Like, or if it comes from the background of the people who are more likely to be in the fandom, right?
Possibly. I think a lot of that also comes with, like, younger writers or less experienced writers.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I know I did that when I was younger, and I, you know, have since learned to not do it, but I definitely did.
Well, it's like they teach you to write that way when you're younger. And then as you grow older, if you continue to take writing classes, they start to tell you, no, don't do that. Don't use the synonyms for said. It's just he said, she said. So they start teaching you a different way of writing. So I think it goes to mark the age, maybe, or the age that the education stopped writing-wise, when you see that in the writing.
I think also when you're younger, there is this assumption that all writing has to be flowery because your vocabulary is so little that you don't notice when you're reading things that are economical in their language. Like when you're a kid, you have no appreciation for like a Hemingway, right? Like you're always, the stuff that you read as a YA reader and the stuff that you're reading in an English class tends to be the stuff with kind of more flowery, pretentious prose.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you kind of take this idea that that's what good writing is.
It's also the case that like children's books, like actual children's books will very frequently use this kind of thing because they're trying to teach the kids something. So like, mm-hmm. you know, I have kids and I read them books, and I was reading them some book about like Batman, right? And so many of the pages were the caped crusader, blah, 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 the greatest detective, blah, blah, you know, like, et cetera, because they're trying to teach the kid like who Batman is and what all the different names for Batman are.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you see that a lot in kids' books about, because they're trying to focus on like the construction worker is a construction worker and he's got a construction hat and or whatever it is like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're writing based on stuff that you read and, you know, when you're younger, you're reading more stuff like that, then you might start out that way. But it's also like with slash fan fiction, I know it gets really like kind of mind boggling to try to think about how to do smut with the same pronouns for everybody, especially if you have more than two guys involved. So it can get a little crazy and people start replacing he and him with all sorts of bizarre things so that they're not repetitive.
Absolutely. So it's kind of a nice segue because we're talking about the kinds of things that you would not give kudos or comments or what have you to. So one thing I do want to bring up is we'll go through kind of the major ways that exist to indicate to an author, yes, I liked this fic, but a question I want to ask you both, and I think the answer is probably somewhat self-evident, but I'm curious, is if your fic does not have a lot of kudos and or comments, does that make it a bad fic? Right? So, Amara, I'll come to you and I'll say, do you think that if you're an author and you don't get, like, comments or kudos, like, it's common to feel discouraged, right?
Right.
But how accurate are those as a measure of actually how good a fic is versus other things?
Well, I think it's important to remember that in fandom, there's two types of writers. Well, there's a lot of types of writers, but there's two really clear delineations between the popular writers and the unknown writers. And just because you have a fic that didn't get a lot of attention doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. So say you write this thing and let's just say it's a one-shot and you get two kudos and no comments and you're sitting there thinking to yourself, well, this is the most awful thing that's ever been written. And then you go and look at something that is by a clearly popular author, same length, and it's got, you know, 40 kudos and 15 comments and you're thinking, okay, well, this is a pretty popular person in this particular fandom. So that must be a really good fic. But then you read it and you're thinking, well, mine has got to be better than this. So no, I'm not sure that it's really the best indicator, although it can help readers find fics that they might like, whereas something without kudos or comments might be harder for a new reader to find.
Okay. And Lita, what do you think about that idea of, you know, we know that there are fans out there who, and it's very common to, like, the first thing that happens when you come in AO3 is a lot of fans, their tendency is to say, sort by kudos or sort mm-hmm. by comments. How effective do you think that is? I mean, how discouraging is it to you personally if you're writing something, especially because you said it shifts, right? Fandom to fandom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely varies. So, like, I have written for very tiny fandoms and very dead fandoms before. And, like, when I was into Star Trek Enterprise, you know, 10 years after the show went off the air, and I posted a fic, if it got 10 hits in a week and, like, one kudos, that was a success. But in, you know, other fandoms, I could post a fic and then within 5 minutes have 5 hits and be like, oh my God, there's like people reading this already. But I found that for me, my hits to kudos ratio has been fairly consistent across almost all my fic in almost every fandom. So I don't know what that says about me, but it's always right there around like 10%.
Okay. And I'm going to clarify, because we're talking kind of specific AO3, right? Because that's right. Where we live. But that applies to fanfiction.net as well, right? You can go look at how many hits you have in the back end, and you can compare that to how many faves, which is what I think they call it there.
I was just going to say that fanfiction.net is so much better with their statistics than AO3 is. You can check out so many different things on fanfiction.net than you can on AO3. You can check by chapter, you can check by month. I mean, you can really break it down and see how well received your fic has been at any particular point.
Huh, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Now, we're having this conversation because there are a lot of people listening, and I have contributors in the show too, who they don't write, right? They're only readers. And so when they're out there kudosing or commenting or doing those kinds of things, they may not be aware of the fact that this is sometimes how authors are measuring themselves. So just to let the readers listening know that, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of things in fanfiction.net that you can see that AO3 doesn't provide you. Both sites, though, you get a statistics page, right? Which it'll show you your number of kudos, your number of hits, your number of bookmarks, your number of comments. On FF.net, it'll be, you know, your number of reviews and your number of faves and follows and all these different things. But yeah, I mean, I think the point that you guys made is valid, which is that if you are a new author, especially, and you are just coming in and sort of thinking, oh, if this fic gets lots of kudos or lots of comments, it's good. And if it doesn't, that means it's a pile of garbage. Like, that's not necessarily true, right?
Yeah, just for comparison's sake, I pulled up my own AO3 page. The first fic that I posted to AO3 in 2012, so it's been out there, right, accumulating hits and kudos all this time, has about 700 hits and 27 kudos. That was not a very good one, right? It was my first one I posted. And then the one that I posted this past week has 3,000 hits and 264 kudos, and it's only been up for a week. So, you know, it varies wildly in terms of, like, what kind of fic it is, what fandom it's for, and things accumulate more kudos the longer they've been posted because people just keep reading them and, you know, kudosing them.
Absolutely. And my whole thing was, I mean, I had the same instinct that the rest of fandom does generally, right? Which is that when I came back to fandom, it was like, oh, I'm going to sort by kudos. I'm going to enter a fandom. I'm going to sort by kudos. And then maybe I'm going to sort by comments.
And you can find good stuff that way.
You can.
Sorting by kudos and sorting by bookmarks.
Oh, yes. Bookmarks, yes.
Good
yes.
ways. Because bookmarks is a little like another step above the kudos. It's like somebody cared enough to bother to save mm-hmm. the link instead of just, you know, the like button, basically. But I have also found fandoms where I'll sort by kudos, and then I'll start reading the first ones on the list, and there'll be stuff like big-name fans who are in the fandom, yep. where no matter, it doesn't matter what they write, anything they write is going to get like a million kudos because they're famous. And it right. doesn't really matter if it's good. I'm putting good and I'm doing air quotes, right? Well, I'm saying good mm-hmm. because there's some like big name fans who everything they write is good in terms of it's good writing, but it's sometimes completely out of character.
Yes.
It's like they're writing their own original fiction and it's got like the characters' names on it, but it totally is out of character. And for me, I would rather have something that's in character and not written quite as well than like a really well-written rom-com tropey like fic, which is fun and has like fun banter, but it's not about the characters really that I was trying to read about.
Well, and here's my other point to that, which is that I actually stopped bothering to filter by kudos because what you're saying, Lita, is absolutely true. And I think that it also speaks to the fact that what you are looking for is not what Amara is looking for, is not what I am looking for, because it's so subjective. And when you're sorting by kudos like that, the thing that I think a lot of fans don't understand about that is that, one, it favors age, right? So older fics will always have more kudos, right? Sometimes just the person who got to the fandom first will always be the person at the top of the kudos page.
Mm-hmm.
I think that kudos are also, to a degree, self-perpetuating, right? So if I'm the mm-hmm. fic that's at the top of the kudos page because I'm the oldest in the fandom, everyone's then every single other... Exactly. And yeah. so you're going to amass kudos just by a kind of innate momentum of being the first fic that everybody sees, right? And also certain tropes, and you're right, certain big name fans tend to rise to the top of a fandom. And those tropes might be the most generic ones that kind of become the cemented thing in the fandom. And part of the way that that homogeneity, that kind of sameness, I think, that certain fandoms hit a point of, I think some of that comes from the fact that everybody's looking at the top kudos fix and replicating the top kudos fix. Because I'll tell you, I have found some of the most original fix or the strangest fix or just the best stuff I've ever read at the bottom of the list. And you're right that trope also matters, because you can't come into, say, Avengers fandom, MCU fandom, expecting that if you're writing a rare pair, you're going to get nearly as many comments as somebody writing Stucky, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, I have an interesting story about that from when I was in Teen Wolf fandom, because I wrote a lot of Teen Wolf fanfic and I was really into it. But Steric, which is like the juggernaut ship of Teen Wolf fandom, is my no TP and I don't like it at all. However, I did once write a fic that was Steric because it was, but it was not like in a tropey happy good way. It was for a reverse bang challenge, and it was like terrible, horrible, everything is awful kind of fic. That fic got so many more hits, like exponentially more hits than any other Teen Wolf fic I had ever written, just because it was tagged for Steric. And it's like, it doesn't matter that whether it was a good fic or not. I mean, I thought it was pretty good because I spent a lot of time writing it. But I thought some of my other fics were a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't get anywhere near as many comments or kudos or anything because they didn't happen to be about the ship that everybody wanted to read about.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that if I go in and look at my statistics on AO3 and it allows you to sort them by like the most kudos to least kudos and etc., I will tell you that the fics that I am the most proud of having written, that I feel like I put something into the fandom that nobody else was doing, that kind of, wow, I really love that I wrote this. It's to me the most rewarding thing to write, have the least kudos, and the stuff that has the tropes in it, that there's 20 fics just like them that I wrote as part of challenges or that I wrote before they became kind of the big thing to write. Those are the things with the most kudos, which is always like a little weirdly disappointing to me. I always love when I see that people have kudos those fics on the lower end of it, right? But again, it's that self-perpetuating thing of they're also buried because they already had so few kudos because they're not the trope everybody likes. Amara, have you ever had that experience where you've kind of had those issues with coming into a fandom and trying to kind of judge it by what's the top kudos or comment or faved thing?
Yeah, well, I am most active right now in the Stargate SG-1 fandom, which is largely dead because the show's been off the air for so long. But it's easy to see what the most popular types of fics are and who the most popular writers are or were, because it's just very clear on the comments and kudos. But I would venture to say that some of the best stuff, especially the best stuff that's being put out right now, it doesn't have near the hit count or near the kudos count or comment count that that old stuff had back when the show was on the air, or in the short years after the show was on the air. So you almost have to judge it different. Like, what's successful now is not at all what would have been successful then.
Yeah, it shifts over time too, right? I mean, and that's the bias against age too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned, Lita, that you track your hits, right? And that you look at the hit to kudos ratio to know how you're really doing. See, I actually, the reason I kudos anything I read to the end is because I turned my hit count off. Like, there's an option in AO3 to tell it that I'll see sometimes other people's hit counts, but I don't want to see my own.
Huh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, and I did that because to me, a hit doesn't tell me a darn thing, right? Like, a hit just says this was on the page, some people looked at it. The reason I personally kudos if I get to the end of a fic is because to me, that's like the measure that you want, right? Like, 20,000 people could have looked at my fic, but they could be looking at it for the wrong reasons. They could be looking at it because it has a particular tag they like that isn't represented the way they want. They could read one sentence and kind of be like, ah, peace out, right? So for me, I actually use the kudos as, if I really love a fic, I will always comment. But if I read it to the end, like if it was kept my attention and I was like, hey, I didn't just make a hit on this fic, I read it right to the end, then that's why I kudos the way I do. Because to me, the hit count thing just psyched me out. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, I realized that it's not really measuring very much because it doesn't tell you that they read to the end. It doesn't tell you if they liked it. It doesn't tell you anything except that, hey, someone clicked on this.
Yeah, I guess that's why I like to look at kind of the ratio. Like, I figure, because my usual ratio is around like 1 in 10, that I figure if 1 in 10 people who clicked on the link kudosed it, then it was at least as good a fic as all the rest of my fic. And if I get more than that, then I get kind of excited because I'm like, oh, this must have been, I must have done a really good job with this one if more than my normal number of people are kudosing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I don't, though, then I like get kind of psyched out. So I did, you know, I posted one recently that was kind of long and I posted it and then I, you know, can't help myself. I'm like refreshing the page trying to see like, did anybody say anything yet? And I'm watching the hits count go up and there's no kudos and no kudos and the hits count is going up and up and up. And I was like, what's going on? And then I was like, well, this fic is really long. So probably they're just still reading it and I'm just refreshing too fast. And I could give these people a chance to finish reading so that they can actually get to the kudos button. And eventually I decided, I was like, screw it, I'm going to go to sleep. And in the morning when I got up, I was right back at the 1 in 10 ratio. So, you know.
So do you write for the kudos more, or do you always live and write for the commenters? Like, who is your, when you're in your head thinking about what you want from a fic, are you fully writing for you? Are you writing in the hope you get lots of kudos? Are you writing in the hope that you have people respond to you it on Tumblr? Are you writing in the hope that you get lots of comments? Like, what are you usually kind of aiming for to get yourself amped up about it, Lita?
Well, so usually if I'm writing a fic, I'm writing it because it's something I wanted to write. Like, I wouldn't write something only because I thought it would get hits or comments or kudos. But if I write a fic and I post it and it gets a lot of kudos and a lot of comments, I'm more likely for my next fic to be similar. So, you know, maybe I'll have a bunch of different ideas I'm knocking around and, you know, which one am I going to work on next? Well, everybody really loved this one fic that I wrote for this particular ship, so maybe I should write more of that. Or I'll be like, you know, if I get a good response, especially on Tumblr where people are talking about, you know, start messaging me saying, oh, I really liked this, have you thought about X? Then whatever they are suggesting, I might write about next. And a lot of the time when I'm writing fic, I'm writing it for a specific friend also. I've done that in the past couple fandoms I was in where I had, you know, a good friend who was lamenting the fact that there was no fic about some particular topic on Tumblr. And I was like, oh, I'll totally write something like that for you.
Okay. And Amara, same question.
I write what I want to read. And that's partly because I am, again, in a fandom that doesn't have a whole lot of new content being processed. So my first thing is, if I want to read it, I'll write it. I do think I write for myself kind of first, or maybe 1B, but I really do respond to comments more than kudos. I'll be honest, I don't know what my ratio is. I don't look at the hit count very often. I don't even look at the kudo count that often. For me, it's all about the comments. And I really like to hear from people. Not just what they liked, but also what they didn't like. That's really important to me to know, just for my own personal growth. And I feel like, as much as I want to say I write for myself, I write for the fans. Because the last couple of things I've written have been specifically geared towards my common readers.
Okay. And I know personally with me, I mean, I think I've said this on the show before, that my enemy is kind of sameness, right? So even if I come in and I write something that I think is different and great, if 20 other people start writing the same thing, that's when I tend to kind of be like, well, what can I add to this now? I'm out, right? So I tend to try and be the change I want to see in the world when it comes to the kinds of stuff I like to read. Cause I'm also a little weird. But I like the canon stuff, right? And I like the stuff that is not necessarily always what other fanfiction readers like, right? So I tend to come in and try and write the character nobody else is writing, find the angle I don't think other people are taking, or sometimes I'll kind of get really attached to a plot point or a line of dialogue that every other fanfiction author seems to have forgotten about, right? So there's a scene that never shows up in fic, and I'll think, oh, everybody's forgetting in their headcanons that this scene exists where this character says this, right? And because of that, I kind of always know that I never go in expecting I'm going to be the top kudoist or anything, but I love my commenters. And especially because what happened with me in Daredevil fandom is that I amassed a very specific set of commenters. So from fic to fic to fic, it would be the same people commenting. And I always look for the comments that say stuff like, thank you so much for this. I've been looking for this forever. Or, you know, I want to write this pairing now, or I want to write this trope now because I didn't think about it before and you've made me think about the show in a new way. Like, those are the, and I've gotten those before. And so for me, I always judge my own success really more, not even just based on the number of comments, but kind of based on the type of comments, because I know I don't have a big audience, but I know that there's, you know, a dozen or so hardcore Daredevil fanfiction people out there who they just live for what I do, right? They're always going to come out for it. They are like me. They are not romance focused. There is a dearth of what they're looking for, and I kind of always aim to give it to them. So sometimes I will write to my fans, but in the sense of writing to the people who comment and seem to kind of really be looking for whatever it is that I'm particularly selling. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of my angle that I come to, right? I'm a little more for the community aspect of it. And I do pay attention to bookmarks. I don't think that people realize, actually, as a reader, that when you bookmark a fic, authors will take that as a rec, basically. Like, authors will take that as to mean, hey, they liked my fic enough to bookmark it. And hey, readers, on AO3 in particular, we can see the notes and your own tags that you put on those bookmarks.
As long as you don't mark it private bookmark.
Exactly.
There's that option now. And I admit that I'm not good about bookmarking stuff, but I have, once I discovered the private bookmark button,
yes,
I have been making a lot more bookmarks, because I frequently will bookmark something that I'm like, well, it wasn't good enough that I would go out and tell everybody to read it, but I liked it and I want to keep it for myself.
And authors can see that in their bookmark count?
Yeah, you can see it in the count, but you can't see the details.
Yes, and I will admit I have a private bookmark set that I have tagged them trash dumpster. And I come back to them because I don't want anybody to see that I bookmarked them, but I enjoy them. But the fact of the matter is that I know that fans don't realize that authors can do that, because there are times when I have gone and checked the summary of my bookmarks and I have seen that people have actually said unfavorable things for some reason, like on a bookmark.
Yeah. Why would you bookmark it if you didn't like,
to be honest, I mean, I could see some people bookmarking a weird thing to like pass to a friend or something. Like, I want to remember this fic because it's so terrible. Like, I don't know, but I've also seen people put comments on their bookmark, assuming the author can't see it, that they probably wouldn't put on it if, as a comment. So I think there was one time that somebody bookmarked my fic and they said something like, good fic, totally out of character though. Like, people write stuff like that with their bookmarks because they want to remember what it's about. Maybe they're putting, I've been bookmarking lately because I wanted to put some fic rec lists together, right? So I'll notate them with like, hey, this is a good example of this in Daredevil fandom or something, right? Mm-hmm. But like, people can see that stuff. And it always amuses me because then I feel like I really am getting a peek into the reader's mind of what they maybe normally wouldn't say. Yeah. Right? I'm just hungry to know, and I'm like you, Amara. I think, I know there's a lot of debate, and we'll talk about this next right now, about Concrete, right? About if the author doesn't explicitly say Concrete is okay, should you ever Concrete? You know, AO3, those used to be called Flame Wars, when you would just go on and you would, you know, completely eviscerate the author because you thought that they were shitty. AO3 has, you know, moderator functions on the commenting now for that exact reason. But there's a difference between like a bad review and Concrete. And I think you, like me, are on the side of Concrete is always okay. If you are an author and you get mad at me because I gave you Concrete, then what are you doing here? Right? I mean, Alita, how do you feel about the idea of Concrete and going on to comment not because you liked the fic, but because you either almost liked it or you want to teach the person something or you have something to add about it? Like, what do you think of that as a practice?
Honestly, I, you know, when it comes to comments on fic, I feel like if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Because you don't know the author and you don't know their state of mind. And if you say something negative, then you might be, I mean, you know, people like care a lot about their fic. And, you know, before you write a comment like that, you should think about this might make somebody cry. You know, even if you're well-meaning, even if you're well-intentioned, if you don't know the person, like if it's somebody who you've talked to and you're friends with, then that's fine. But if you put a comment otherwise, it's like, it's likely to upset the author. And everybody else can see it. So now you're like publicly shaming somebody. And if you're pointing out a typo somewhere, okay, whatever. Put that as a note after your comment about how you loved the fic. But if you didn't like the fic, just close the window.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it depends on what it is too, right? Because I think I've had people, one thing I always appreciated in Daredevil fandom is that there's definitely times, and it's terrible, I know, but there's definitely times I've posted a fic and it contains the phrase Matt saw or Matt looked accidentally.
Yeah.
Or like recently I did not catch it in my first beta and I caught it in the second beta and I went back to the two people who had looked at it previously and said, you both missed this because I wrote a whole scene where Matt drives a freaking car. And it only occurred to me after because it was so not part of the scene. It was just like he got behind the wheel of his car and drove home.
Yeah, that's the catchphrase of Daredevil fandom. He's blind, guys.
Yeah, but whenever people concreted me that, I was always just grateful. And I think it depends. I mean, did the person say it was unbaited? Because usually that means that if it's a typo or something, like, point it out, right? And there are times I've been sensitive to it. I did get a comment once that told me that my headcanon was basically wrong. And they basically, I was so confused because they basically accused me of writing a character really OOC. But it's a character who shows up for literally a 5-minute scene in the entire series who we know nothing about, who only speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
And they were like, you wrote this character really OOC. And I was like, really? Because there's no C there. Like, how can you, you know? So, and they had this whole headcanon of this person. They were like, no, but he's really sweet and he's really gentle. And don't you know all of this fanon about this character? And I was like, okay. But you know what? I still actually appreciated it. It still was like, listen, if you want to, I'm a person who likes to argue though. I mean, I host a podcast where we talk about fic. So clearly I am a person who likes to get into it with people and kind of share headcanons and turn it into a conversation. But not everybody is that way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amara, what do you think? I'm curious.
Well, I'm going to be the evil stepsister here because I truly do believe that both concrete and bad reviews have their place. I think that when you're giving constructive criticism to somebody, it should be looked at as constructive. It should, first of all, be given in a constructive way, and hopefully then it can be received in a constructive way. I also feel like if you're going to put your work out there for other people to see, you have to expect a certain level of, I don't know, expectation from your readers that you're going to deliver to them something that is appropriate, not necessarily subject matter wise, but just the structure and the characterization and the overall feeling of the story. And so if they have something constructive to say, I think that they have a place to say it. By the same token, I think if somebody dislikes something, they have just as much right to tell you that they disliked it as somebody who liked it had to tell you that they liked it. I think that there's a line between a personal attack on the author and a simple, I didn't care for this and this is why. I think that I didn't care for this and this is why can be important to some writers. Not everybody has the thick skin that it takes to take that in, but I feel like for certain writers, writers who are interested in growing, particularly, that hearing why something didn't work is incredibly important.
Yeah, see, I guess I feel like that's what I have betas for. I have my betas to tell me what I'm doing wrong, and I expect them to tell me, you know, this sucks, or you need to fix this, or whatever, provide that constructive criticism to me. But I feel like once I've posted it, the comments on the fic, like if somebody didn't like my fic and wants to complain about it, they can go on their Tumblr or wherever and complain about me, and that's fine. But I don't feel like that's the intention of the comments on the fic. You know what I don't know. I'm not explaining that well.
No, it makes sense to me. I will say that I think one thing to me that mediates that a little bit, Lita, is the fact that you can turn moderated comments on too now on AO3,
sure.
Right? So that way, if somebody does post a bad review, you as an author can still see it. Do you know what? It's almost like PMing when you have moderated comments on because the author can see it first. So it doesn't have to then be as public if you turn moderated comments on. Right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask if either of you think that that is one of the disadvantages of AO3 versus somewhere like Tumblr or FF.net where they have an internal kind of a PM direct messaging system. Like, Lita, do you find that people are more willing to provide concrete or differing opinions or other kinds of comments because they can do it through an inbox where it doesn't necessarily have to be public?
I don't know. I mean, I've definitely gotten like more anon hate on Tumblr than in any other forum, but
that's also the nature of Tumblr.
Yeah, but I don't actually get that many negative comments. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like you're talking in the creators versus fans episode about Anne Rice, right? Mm-hmm. And how Anne Rice hates there being like bad reviews of her books. But her books are like, it's her job, right? She's selling them. They're a product. They get reviews on Amazon like any other product. If I was posting my fic like EPUB on Amazon, I would absolutely expect to get bad reviews. But I'm not. I'm posting it on AO3 for fun, for free, as a hobby. So it's not, I'm not doing it for a job. I'm not doing it in order to become a great writer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not. Like, I want to know if people liked it, and if nobody comments, then I know that nobody really cared. So it's like the difference between either I get a comment or I don't get a comment, as opposed to getting like a good comment versus a bad comment.
So would you say though, from your own perspective, are you on a platform like Tumblr where you can quickly discreetly message an author, are you more likely to point out a typo or offer concrete as opposed to something bad? Do you think you're more likely to do that if it's somewhere you can do it more discreetly and anon?
You know, I don't, because I feel like it's not my place to do that. The only one time have I ever offered concrete to somebody, and it was a case where I read a fic that had a brilliant idea and the grammar was terrible, and I very politely offered to beta for the author, because they had said, oh, I don't have a beta. And I was like, hey, you know, you said you don't have a beta. I really love this idea. Maybe I can help you out with it. And then we transitioned into email and, you know, they sent me their stuff and I provided some feedback and then never heard from them again. So I guess it didn't turn out that well, but that's the only time I have ever provided feedback to someone I didn't know like that. As opposed to if I was, you know, somebody engaged me as a beta on their fic, then I would absolutely provide that feedback.
See, I am especially willing to do it if I feel like it is an honest mistake, because I would hope that somebody, because I don't always beta either, right? So I treat it as I would want someone to do it for me, so I'm going to do it for them. So as an example, one time, again, if I see stuff like, you know, Matt sees, I sometimes will try and really politely just, hey, did you know in paragraph A, you know, C, that there you missed this? And usually they'll come on and be like, oh my God, thank you. And one time as well, I noticed that there was a person who was clearly new. I hadn't seen them in the fandom before. They were posting things under the wrong tag. So like they were tagging it with the slash in the pairing. And I was reading their fix and there was never any, it was always just friendship in the fix. And I got really confused. I was like, when is the kissing, damn it? Like, I was like, oh my God, you have slashed this and there's like, they're like not even holding hands. Like, are you kidding? And then they marked the fic as complete. And I was like, what just happened? So I messaged them and I said, do you understand the difference? And they didn't understand the difference between the two tags. And they were like, oh my God, I will retag this. I'm so upset that now people have read my fic expecting something different.
I feel like it's okay to provide that kind of information if you do it like politely and in addition to the comment that you enjoyed mm-hmm. the fic and everything you liked about the fic. Like I got a comment on a fic that it included a scene from canon that I had, you know, written around the scene. So obviously all of the dialogue in the scene was directly lifted from canon. And I didn't note that or tag it or anything because I thought, well, it's fanfic. Everybody's seen it. Everybody knows this is a canon dialogue. And I got this kind of like angry toned comment saying, you lifted entire scenes from canon and you didn't even say anything about it and give credit. And I was,
do you know
like,
how many times I've quoted what? Nelson V. Murdoch Cole in was, like a fic because I was rewriting it somehow?
Oh, it was like, I mean, like, honestly, if they had been polite about it, I would not have minded at all. I would have been, you know, if somebody had said like, oh, hey, you might want to add a note that that was from canon just in case somebody's reading this without having watched the show. And like, okay, yeah, I would absolutely do that. But they said it in like a nasty kind of way that implied that I was trying to steal the dialogue and claim it as my own. And then I was just pissed off about it. And I still added the note, but I added it in like a snarky kind of way because I was annoyed. But like, so if it was presented differently, then I would have had a different reaction. So that's why I feel like if you're just going into a fic and leaving a comment just to say, I don't like this, it sucks. What are you trying to get out of leaving that comment? Like, what are you trying to accomplish by that other than making somebody feel bad?
This is true. This is true. I will say. So I would like to ask you on that note, if you have particularly interesting stories of maybe bizarre comments that you have received, because I have got a whopper of one, but I'd like to hear yours first of just what are some of the strangest or most memorable or most interesting comments that you have received and why. Amara, we'll start with you.
The comment that stands out most to me was actually, I guess, kind of a bad comment. The commenter basically accused me of being latently racist. And I had to go back and look at what I had written to decide if this person was being overly sensitive to something or if I was being obtuse about something. And it truly made me look at my work from a different perspective. And I could both see where the commenter was coming from, but also could absolve myself of the latent racism because that's not at all the intention or the actual application of what I had written. So in a way, it was a really helpful thing because it did make me reassess my work, but it has stuck with me for now 4 or 5 years, as the one time I got a truly upsetting comment because it was more about my character than it was about my writing.
Yeah, those kinds of things. I mean, that goes even outside of just comments, but like in general, when you are interacting in Tumblr or fandom, like I feel like those types of, I don't want to call them accusations because they're not always, right? They're just somebody trying to point out something that maybe you're not realizing that you're doing, right?
Right.
But like those kinds of things that just get under you because they make you defensive, like they stick with you. I can tell you that is I understand where you're coming from there because they tend to stick with you. And Lita, do you have an example of one that just was really memorable to you?
Well, I've got good ones about that one about, you know, accusing me of like plagiarizing canon dialogue was definitely memorable because I just kind of was like, WTF, like I didn't think that was a thing I needed to credit for. I thought we were past the stage of disclaimers that we don't own canon. But I've had some good ones that were memorable. I'm just looking because when I get a comment that I'm really excited about, I sometimes will post it on Tumblr for my ego file. I got one comment that said, I'm going to quote, "All hail Marmalita, an author, a pioneer, a premier purveyor of porn, and a selfless, tireless, wish-granting genie, undiscriminating of genre or kink."
That's beautiful.
That's awesome. I'd
be really happy to get that comment.
That is awesome.
But yeah, no, but on the other side, like this, you know, this chaptered fic that I was mentioning that I did last week, I got some weird comments on one of the chapters that, like, so it was chapter 5 out of 6. This was like a 5+1 fic. And chapter 5 included an attempted date rape, basically. So one of the characters gets drugged by a stranger and nothing actually happens. The other people come and like rescue him and, you know, whatever. But the first couple comments that I got on it were stuff like, if you drug someone, you deserve to be punched. And he got lucky that the other guys arrived when they did. But, like, that's it. Like, that was the entire comment.
Oh, the comment that tells you that somebody may have misunderstood something or took something away from the fic that you're like, that's not really what I was going for.
Yeah, and I was like, well, yeah, like, yes. Obviously, trying to drug someone and date rape them is a bad thing. Like, you know, I thought that was pretty clear. But I couldn't tell, you know, so I messaged one of my friends and I was like, I don't know what is going on, because I had worked a lot and done a lot of editing on that chapter because it was really difficult for me to write that one. Not like difficult, like emotionally difficult, just like the logistics of it was not working for me. And then I was so disappointed that like the first few comments I got were these weird comments. And I asked a friend about it and they were like, no, I think you're interpreting them wrong. I think these people just like were so into your fic that they just had these strong emotions about, you know, they didn't want bad things to happen to this character. And so they're whatever. But I still don't know. Like, I don't know if these people who wrote these comments were like, did you like it and you felt that way? Or did you not like the fact that I wrote it? Or are you thinking that I don't think it was a bad, you know, I don't know. It was just really weird.
So I tend to get comments sometimes where, so I think there are two types of comments that authors get that they don't know how to feel about that are kind of similar to that. And I know I've seen authors, believe it or not, anybody out there who's a reader, do not do this. I've seen authors leave the fandom because they're writing a WIP and people every chapter are like, you're late. When's the next chapter? Write more of this. Please write more. And like, I've had fics where people are like, so when's the sequel? You're going to write a sequel, right? And I'm just sitting there being like, no. So there's that. But I think there's also, like, I get reviews and comments sometimes where people are getting ahead of me. Do you know what I mean? Like, they will come on and be like, I can't wait till the chapter when this person punches this person.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of sitting there being like, you're going to be a very sad reader then, because I'm going to do what I want, and it's not that. Right? Like, that feels to me in the vein of what you mentioned, of, like, somebody kind of having their strong emotions, but like getting ahead of it or like assuming stuff about it that's not the case.
Yeah.
Amara, do you ever get comments like that on your stuff where you've got people who are kind of trying to like, you know, project their emotions onto you about how you should feel as the author, or you get a vibe from them like maybe they're taking stuff away that's not what you meant for them to take away?
Oh, all the time. it happens most frequently when people do like you say and say, well, I can't wait till such and such happens. Well, like you said, again, they're going to be very disappointed readers because I have my own idea of how this fic is going to go and it doesn't include your particular plot point. But by and large, my experience with comments has been pretty good. I do get the ones, the, you know, more please. That one bugs me so much. Just nothing else, just more please. Like, didn't I just deliver this?
Yeah, and it's kind of like, on the one hand, you're like, I feel weird hating this because it's probably meant nice. Like, it's probably like, I love you so much that I really, really, really want more. But on the other hand, you're like, that's just a very entitled way to put it. Like, I have a life, I'm gonna write when I want. And especially me, I feel bad because I'm a person who abandons WIPs quite a bit. But at the same time, I feel like it actually makes me paradoxically want to write it less when people are like, you need to write this right now. Like, more please. I need the next chapter tomorrow. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like I have seen people get into real anxiety and real like states of leaving a fandom because they are so aggravated by people who are upset with them for not finishing something or are pushing them to continue with something. And I will tell you, as a fanfiction writer, there are also just, I mean, again, we're going to probably do a WIP show, but there's times that you might just not be feeling it. I mean, I have an Avengers fic that I wrote that was like ridiculous number of chapters long that I abandoned. And it was because I, one, just wasn't feeling and headcanoning the main Avengers fandom that way anymore. And B, canon had just completely blasted my fic into nothingness, right? And I had some people when I basically came on and I said, I'm abandoning this. And I had some people come on and basically it was very nice of them. They said, you know, oh, don't abandon it. Like, we don't care that it's no longer canon. It's just an AU. And I was just kind of like, I don't like writing AUs. Like, I like canon stuff. I don't like how far this is now from the reality. Mm-hmm. Like, I had invented an entire Butler Jarvis character pre-Agent Carter coming out. And it wasn't just like canon said that character couldn't exist. Canon created an entire character who was a butler with that name who was not the character I was writing, right? So I just kind of felt like I didn't really want to do it. And so the comments just kind of helped but didn't.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, honestly, that's why I don't do chaptered fics.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. They're not chaptered fics. I am a person who, again, is a comment whore.
Yeah, I guess I just like, I am too likely to not finish it, and I don't think I could handle getting those kind of comments, so I just don't post stuff until it's done, or at least, like, close enough to done that I know for sure it's going to be done.
Which I know, I'm sure your readers, like, appreciate, because the reputation of the WIP abandoner follows you.
I had a similar experience when I was writing in the Bones fandom. I was writing a specific Booth and Bones pregnancy story, and then she goes and falls pregnant, and they completely derailed me, not just from my fic, but from the show completely, to the point that I was like, I don't care to write this at all anymore, so I abandon it. I still get comments to this day from people, are you going to finish this? And it's been, what, like 7 or 8 years, 9 years since that happened? And no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to finish it, but I'm polite about it when I respond to the reviews, and it warms my heart that people still enjoy reading it, what there is of it. It was about halfway done, but no, I'm never going to go back to it. And I have a similar thing happening with the whip that I've got going right now, that I just fell out of love with it for many months and stopped writing it. And I would get comments from time to time, people asking me to continue, and I really wanted to, I just could not find it within myself to write it. So when I did finally get back to it, I was really surprised the number of people who were still reading it and were still willing to comment and follow along with me.
And you know what? I mean, I get that instinct as a commenter, because there's definitely abandoned WIPs to this day that sometimes I get an instinct of like, should I go comment and just tell this author like, hey, I know you forgot about it, but like, man, it would be cool if there was another chapter. Like, how much impact would that have? And the thing is, unfortunately, I will tell most readers, like, again, from our experience, the answer is probably not much, right? And I've also seen it, though, where I have seen fics that were updating every single week, and then they went away for 6 months, and then I got the notification on AO3 being like, new chapter, and was like, hello, old friend, like, did a little skip that day.
Yeah, I've definitely been there. Or I've gotten the notification, and I'm like, new chapter of what? What was this fic about? What fandom was this for? And then I open it, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, and you have to read the whole fic again just to get to that point, but you do it because you remember how great it was. And so I think for most authors, they, in that sense, I think most of them don't need your comment being like, hey, we're still here, because they probably figure that you are. Like, they probably have had their own experiences like we have had being on the other side of it. On that note, I would like to share, I actually got this a few days ago, and it is by far the strangest comment that I have ever received, and it proves my point that fanfiction.net is an ongoing dumpster fire. And I know, Amara, you are a fan of it, because I know you said what you said about the stats earlier. It has its advantages. But my story here is that I cross-posted some of my Daredevil fic months ago. Like, years ago. And then I just stopped. I didn't post anything new. And recently, being, again, comment whore, I was like, hey, I'm still getting reviews on this other fic. I bet you if I put my newest fic, there's like 20 of them, all on FF.net, I could get some, like, new comments, right? Like, some new readers on these fics. Sweet. And I could get some comments again. So I posted a whole bunch of them. And one of the ones I posted was called The Devil and Hell Week. And an important point for me to make, it is not about religion or the devil. It is not even called The Devil and Hell Week in the sense of Daredevil being in it. That title is actually a joke title because it is about Matt and Foggy pledging a frat in college. So I went for the pun. And so I posted the fic and I got what I suspect is a spam comment from somebody who sent this comment to every fan fiction they could find on FF.net that has the word devil in the title, because it immediately starts telling me about the rapture and the end times that are coming. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's very long, but it starts with, if you can see what's happening in the world today, since it's all over and the problems are only getting worse, just know that these are the end times, the days Jesus warned about. And it starts quoting the Bible. And in case you think this is like a form spam letter thing that churches are doing, at the very least, they have modified it for the setting, because some various quotes from it include, a lot of popular anime, games, movies, books, and etc. is of the devil. You don't want to be indulging in something that has no place in the kingdom of heaven, since it will only hinder your walk with Christ. Realize that fiction is, by definition, is invention or fabrication as opposed to fact, along with all the other definitions out there, and you want to be careful. I used to be a fanfic writer myself, but I gave up a lot of things because a lot of it was related or connected to the world. There's nothing wrong with writing, but when you're writing about worldly things or fabricating stuff, you're putting yourself in danger, since we're to walk in truth. Liars won't inherit the kingdom of heaven. And it also says, I'd get away from fanfiction altogether and focus on your relationship with Jesus. Yeah, and it goes on and on and on and on around that. It took me a minute to be like, why am I getting this message? Oh, the fic is called The Devil and Hell Week. And that's probably why. But, you know, watch out, kiddos, because fanfiction.net, the commenting system is just, that is not something you would ever see on AO3. And if you were worried about it, that's what moderated comments are for.
I just want to go on record as saying I am not a fan of fanfiction.net. I use it because that's where most of the readers are. But no, not a fan of the platform at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's awkward to follow or fave stories there. The review system is just not as conducive to conversations the way that AO3's is. Like, it's not as easy to reply. And yeah, I find AO3, and I will say this, I mean, for readers, I actually kind of get why readers are still pretty loyal to FF.net over AO3, because when I came back after years and years, my first instinct was to go to fanfiction.net. I didn't know AO3 was a thing, and I read fic just fine, right? Like, it stunk as much as I remembered that it stunk when I was 15, to have to be like, I can't tell if this is a slash fic or not. I only really have the summary to go by. But I didn't think there was anything better. And then I came on AO3, and as a writer, I was like, oh, you mean I don't have to upload entire text or Word doc files of every single chapter for no reason and be limited by things like chapter title restrictions and not being able to converse as well with people who review and not getting as many weird reviews and kind of having the formatting on this thing look like the same as it did in the year 2000 when it was founded. From a presentation and writer side of things, I understand completely why immediately on FF.net, the minute I started seeing AO3 come up, I went to AO3 and read a few fics and was like, oh, all of the best writers have fled for AO3. So, like, the readers are still on FF.net, but, like, the writers are on AO3.
Right.
Yeah, and I think part of it is that, you know, AO3, you've got the comment system, the kudos system, the bookmark system. You can put things into collections and do all kinds of fun stuff like that.
It's just prettier.
So it is. It's better looking. It's easier on a mobile phone. It allows you. I loved the fact initially the tagging system. I was reading fic when I came back, but I wasn't writing it. And then I saw the tag on a few fics of Howard Stark's A+ parenting, and I was like, I need to write something because I need to tag a fic because I couldn't do that before. That's cool. So I literally wrote a fic so I could use that tag. Like, the tagging system is just better. The ability to separate author's notes from your body of your fic and put in your Tumblr links or whatever. There's a bunch of things about AO3 that are just better, I think, and build better relationships between authors and readers, too. And, you know, I mean, I'm not as on the ball, Lita, as you are, I think, about cross-posting my fic to Tumblr. I do it the odd time that I remember to do it, but that's also probably why you get probably more asks and stuff, because sometimes you'll get prompts from people and I'm like, how do I get prompts and asks for fic in my inbox?
Well, there's two ways to do that. One is from posting your fic on Tumblr, but the other is in the end notes of your fic on AO3, right? Come scream at me about this on Tumblr. Here's a link.
Yes. Yeah. And I think I have my Tumblr, but I don't know if I'm specifically, I don't know. Maybe I'm not a person people want to prompt at. But yeah, like, Tumblr has some interesting features, but Tumblr, again, from an author perspective.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like, I probably get prompts for stuff because I write so much smut, right?
True.
And you don't, yes. So that's probably why I get them.
No, that's probably totally true yeah. as well, I would say. And once I've opened myself up to writing smut lately, I will say I've gotten a few more prompts here and there from people.
Yeah. Yeah, but with Tumblr, I always cross-post my fic there, and I always hope that somebody will reblog it.
Oh,
but
yes.
Almost never do people reblog it. But when they do, that is, like, the best. I would much rather have people reblog my Tumblr link and, like, scream about it in the reblog or even in the tags than just, like, putting a comment on it on AO3. Because a reblog on Tumblr is like a wreck. It's like, people are going to see it. Your friends are going to see that you liked this fic, as opposed to just a comment where I'm going to see that you liked the fic, but nobody else is going to know.
So let's talk about that, actually. That's the last thing I think I wanted to talk about tonight, which is when we're talking about how you love your authors and how authors feel appreciated. And this is a problem that none of the fanfiction sites have really properly solved. They have put things in place to try to. Like, I think that AO3 with bookmarking and collections was kind of hoping that people would use it for this, but they don't. Which is fic rec lists. Right? So we talked about how kudos and comments are not always the most effective way to find fic. The most effective way to find fic really is
word of mouth.
Looking at fic rec lists. Yeah, and yeah. Looking at fic rec lists, though, from people who are like-minded to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that AO3 and fanfiction.net, Tumblr probably has come the closest to tapping into the ability to actually rec a fic publicly, right? Or to put fic rec lists together and share them and have them go viral, right?
Mm-hmm.
From an author perspective, though, do you ever have experiences where you either sense that somebody has wrecked you but cannot know who it was? Or do you ever find yourself accidentally on somebody else's wreck list and do, like, the dance of joy that comes with accidentally realizing somebody's out there wrecking you?
Yes to both. I do. Sometimes I'll get the, you know, AO3 sends you an email with all the kudos that you got every day. And sometimes I'll get a kudos email. and like five people will have left kudos on some random fic from like years ago all at once. And every time that happens, I'm like, somebody must have found this and wrecked it to their friends, because why else would this fic suddenly have five people kudosing it in one day? But I've never been able to find them like that. And then sometimes
do you do what I do and do you Google your own username and the name of the fic and like fic rec and be like, somewhere maybe it's on Reddit or something, like go looking?
Yeah, no, I do. I search Tumblr for my name, and sometimes I found myself on rec lists on Tumblr by searching Tumblr for my name. But other than that, I don't know. I just have a hard time finding it. Sometimes I'll Google for my name because, you know, I have my fandom name, which is fairly distinctive.
Google's not that granular, though. Like, Google's not going to find the, like, deep-level Reddit subreddit or something. Like, it's just not always going to pick that stuff up.
Yeah. But the best thing, honestly, is when somebody makes a rec list on Tumblr and actually tags you in it so you can see it. Because not only do you get to see it and realize somebody wrecked you, but anybody else who sees it can now find your Tumblr.
Yes.
And therefore come and talk to you. And I've even had one time, I was doing some meme, and it was like, who's your favorite fanfic author, was one of the questions on it. And I was like, okay, well, Wild Hack's my favorite author. And then I was like, oh, they have a Tumblr. And so I posted and I said, you know, this person's my favorite author. And then in parentheses, I was like, they have a Tumblr. And I tagged it. And I was like, I should go talk to them sometime. And I just posted it because I was kind of like, I didn't actually go talk to them. But it turned out that then she messaged me about it. And now we're like really good friends. All because I happened to tag her when I was saying that she was my favorite author.
Yeah. Hey, readers, do that. Like, you know, tag your authors if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Tag your authors. Try to get to know them because they probably will be happy to talk to you. And now I get stuff like, you know, my favorite author will write a fanfic for me. And that's the best thing ever. So.
Well, I will also say that one of my favorite things sometimes to do on AO3, and I think I've talked about this with other fans before, and they've been like, what? That's something that you use that for? Like, I didn't know people were doing that. Which is, if I read an author who I really love, I'll go read everything they've done. I will then look at their bookmarks. Like, I will look at their public bookmarks because I'm like, I really love them. They clearly have either the same kinks or the same taste as me. What's the stuff that they really love? And that's how I will kind of sometimes find new stuff to read, right? And I find really offbeat stuff that way. Sometimes I'll find the deep stuff in the fandom that everybody else has forgotten about if they've been in it long enough. Or I'll chase them down a particular rabbit hole of like a really weird kink and be like, oh my God, they've got all stuff from this kink in their bookmarks, you know? And I don't think people realize that others might be doing that with their bookmarks, like taking their bookmarks and being like, I will take this as a rec, sir. But I treat my own bookmarks that way, right? I put stuff up that I hope that if people come and look at my bookmarks, they'll see stuff to find. And occasionally, actually, I've had the experience of somebody adding me to a collection on AO3 without my permission. Like, AO3 will give you a notification to be like, are you okay with this fic being added to this collection? And my only problem with that is I will usually remove myself from it, because then it puts that collection name at the top of the fic, right? So like recently somebody added me to a collection called Sad Fics. And I think they were trying to put together like a rec list of just like, here's all the sad fics that I like. And it lets other people do that. Like, you can add other people's fics to collections. Mm-hmm. But then it messaged me and was like, do you want to be in the collection Sad Fics? And I was like, I don't really want it at the top of where it would normally say I'm in like the Daredevil Kink Meme collection or something to be like, this is also in the collection Sad Fics, right? So like the collections is kind of a more awkward way to do that, I think. But I wish that AO3 could find a way to like add a feature to bookmarks that kind of hammers it home that people can use it for that, to like put together. Cause you can also author tag your bookmarks. So realistically, if I wanted to create rec lists as I was reading through fic, I could indicate in the bookmark that I am, yes, wrecking the fic and it's not private, and I can tag it. So I can tag it like, hey, this is going to go in the good Foggy and Claire rare pair collection or whatever. And I can make those little tags that people, when they come into my recs, they can filter by my tags, right? So like, there's all kinds of funky stuff that fans could be doing with bookmarks, I think, to help them build good rec lists, because I think that that's a really solid way to help other people find the best fic, right? Is because, like I said, I have a lot of people who come and comment on my fic who I know or stands for the kind of thing I'm doing. So those are the people who I would know the kind of fic that they would like, and they would know the kind of fic that I would like, right? And it might be stuff with zero kudos that's sitting buried in the bottom of the fandom, not even tagged for Daredevil for some reason, or on a kink meme once I didn't know about, but that they would rec to me, right?
Oh, hey, related thing, if you didn't know, on AO3 you can bookmark things that are not on AO3.
Yes, you can. I have added kink meme stuff.
Yeah, I discovered that when I got into Stargate Atlantis fandom 10 years after the show was off the air, and all of the great fic was on LiveJournal, and I was like, oh, I want to bookmark this, and then I was like, it's not on AO3. So I discovered that you can actually bookmark stuff that's not on AO3.
Yeah, and it just opens that bookmark as an external link, and you can tag it. You can actually tag that whole fic in your bookmarks for people. And again, this is what I'm saying about I don't think fans realize that AO3 has a really cool fic wrecking system kind of built in that.
Yeah, I always forget to look at it too. Like, I know it exists, and then I still forget to go look at people I like's fic wrecks.
But I don't think a lot of authors realize that, because they're sometimes are only haphazardly even putting their bookmarks list together. You know what I mean? But I think if authors kind of got that vibe of like, hey, I can go in and I can create little tag sections and I can actually do this, I think that'd be really useful, right? It's just a getting everyone on the bandwagon thing. So I think it's time now for some final thoughts, because I think we kind of talked this through a little bit. And apologies, because we don't know anything about like Wattpad, or, you know, we've tried to talk a little bit, I think, to Tumblr or FF.net when we can, but we are AO3 people. But do you guys have final thoughts on how people can actually really encourage the authors they love to write more with comments or kudos or what have you, and how you think authors should feel about them back? Lita, what are your final thoughts?
The best thing you can do if you like a fic is tell all your friends about it. That's, I mean, really, yeah. Like commenting, comment, leave a kudos, and tell your friends. But telling your friends, I think, is the most important part, because then your friends can also comment and kudos and tell all of their friends. And I think word of mouth is really important to getting your fic spread around the fandom. Whereas, especially if it's like a big fandom with a lot of fic getting posted, where if you just go to the most recent fics, there's like, you know, 50 things posted every day and you can't really keep up with them all.
And Lita, you mentioned it too. I mean, hey, tell the author that you've told your friends. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't hurt either if you want to make them feel really encouraged, right?
Oh yeah, I got a comment, yesterday on the fic I just finished, that somebody said that they said, I screamed at least 3 friends about this fic. And I was so excited, because I was like, oh my God, you not only did you like my fic, but you told 3 other people about it. That's great.
Yes, exactly. And Amara, what do you think? What are your final thoughts on comments and kudos and bookmarks and all the different ways that people can love their authors?
Well, I think...
hate their authors, since you're...
I think I'll focus on loving your authors, because that's really what we want people to do. I think engaging with them is one of the best ways you can show them that you care about their work. Twitter, Tumblr, I mean, comments and kudos and faves and all that other stuff is absolutely fantastic. But engaging with the author is going to give them so much and going to give you so much in return. So if you're on those platforms and you can find the people, and frequently you can by going to their profiles on either fanfiction.net or AO3, there are profiles on AO3. You can find out where their Twitter is, where their Tumblr is, oftentimes where their websites are, any place that they are that you can engage with them.
Yeah. I will say this. I think most fanfiction authors now do have a Tumblr that they'll put up, and one of the joys of coming back into fandom after all those years was the level of being able to take the people who I were commenting on my fic and converting them into Tumblr friends. That was a big thing for me. I mean, I had a Tumblr, you know, 5-6 years ago. And when I came to Tumblr, I'll tell you right now, I didn't use it. I didn't see the point in it. I didn't get it. And then when I came into fandom and it was like starting to add all the people in Daredevil fandom who were reading my fic on my Tumblr and vice versa, that was when Tumblr to me just clicked as like, oh my God, this is like a social place that I can go and have a whole other universe of friends and fandom stuff happening. So yeah, I mean, I sometimes get Tumblr follows, like Tumblr subscribers coming in from Fic, and I will go and I usually will follow authors who I really love so I can see what they're up to on Tumblr. So that also doesn't hurt, right, in terms of engaging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for joining me, and I hope that this conversation, everyone else enjoyed it who's listening. And yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So that's our show. I hope everyone enjoyed our new show intro, and happy 2018, everybody. I apologize that we've been away for a while, but we're back, and hopefully we're going to be better than ever. The new year, I think, is going to be a really big one for the show, and so thank you for sticking with us and listening and being back with us this year. I'm very excited. This show is produced by me, Enthusiasm Girl, and was edited by Chris. So thank you, Chris. Thanks as well to Lita and Amara for joining me in this episode and contributing. If you're interested in being a contributor to the show and being on the show with us, check out the link on our website at theotpodcast.com called Contribute to the Show. And if you'd like to support the show in other ways, you can check out the site. You can follow us on Tumblr, which is also at that web address, comment on our forums there about the show, or you can review the show on Apple Podcasts. All of those things give me life. They keep me going. They ensure that the show continues and grows and thrives and that more people find it. And I appreciate all of that. So thank you to everybody for that. And thanks always to Peter Chikowski for our theme song and our logo. Check out his album, Bork and Telephone, and find more info on him and his webcomic and his music at rockpapercynic.com. And finally, your kink is not my kink, and that's okay.